Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
And we're joined now by Paddy Mallon, Professor of Microbial Diseases and Consultant in Infectious Diseases in St. Vincent's. Paddy, thank you very much for joining us this evening. So what we're hearing is phased reopening of schools starting on Monday with the younger children and leaving certs and 2 weeks after that to go for the rest of the primary school children. What do you think of that approach?
Well, I think good evening, Sarah. I think you've got to start somewhere, and I think that the focus on education as a means of starting up, I think, is the right focus, you know, because of the importance of it to society in general, the ability to get some sort of baby steps towards an approach to normality back again, and also a sector that has demonstrated its willingness to engage, and also the hard work that they put in from September to Christmas, keeping the schools open when a lot of people thought that it couldn't be done safely. So I think it makes sense that that should be where the focus is to start with.
And what do you think about the plan for schools as it stands? Some discussion now and suggestions that, for example, all children should be wearing masks when they go into schools. Some questions about why there isn't carbon monoxide monitors in the classrooms. Are there sufficient mitigation measures, do you think, given the prevalence of the B117 variant in Ireland now, to allow us to go back to schools roughly in the same way that we were doing before it was here?
I think that it's the good points you make, and I think that it's still an evolving scenario. Certainly, we're understanding more about the importance of ventilation, and as we enter into the spring and summer, I think opportunities to make sure classes are well ventilated is going to be important. Distancing is really important. You know, as John Boyle just said, the basics around the use of masks, hand washing, physical distancing, where possible, are going to be important within schools. But there are also, there's newer technologies out there that we're starting to understand better. You know, in terms of, for example, testing and the utility of testing, I think we're going to learn more over the coming weeks and months about how we can use all of these efforts to overall reduce but never eliminate risk. But it's only when they're all used in combination that you will really get the maximum effect. So a lot still to learn, but we have to start somewhere. We have to get back to some sort of normality, and I think the time is right, and the strategy with the phased reopening, looking at younger kids and also looking at the more important leaving cert students, I think, is a good approach.
Okay, so then after that, what we're hearing is on the 5th of April, the government is going to meet to review the level of restrictions, and they'll be looking at four different things to decide whether to ease restrictions further. One of them is that the R number will be at or below one. They'll also be looking for hospital and critical care occupancy to be reduced to low levels. Now, I don't know what low levels is. They want the vaccination programme to be on target, and they'll also be looking at any new information on variants of concern. Do you think that those are the right tests that they should be looking at? Is an R number of at or below one, or even at one if we take it at that, is that low enough given the variant to consider further opening?
So the big difference this time around compared to the last two releases of lockdown is that the dynamics completely changed by the introduction of vaccination. Okay. We've already seen just how effective these vaccines are within the healthcare settings. We've seen dramatic reductions in terms of healthcare-associated infections within the last couple of weeks. These vaccines work amazingly well. Now that we're getting them out within the general population, that dynamic will take hold very quickly. And as you start to see that dynamic take hold and you start to see less people getting sick from infection, then hopefully the equivalent of the R number, the relative importance of the R number becomes less. So then the number of people being vaccinated and the number of people that are getting sick. But most importantly of all, with this whole strategy, we have to avoid introduction of new variants that put this whole vaccine strategy at risk. Mm. So the key here that we need to do differently is we need to continue with the vaccinations because they're so successful so far. And we also need to mitigate risk as much as we can from introduction of new variants through travel and make sure that we've got a good surveillance programme in place to pick them up early.
Just finally then, Paddy, some new figures that we heard today in relation to the plan for the vaccination programme. 82% of adults to have received their first dose by the end of June, 55% to be fully vaccinated by the end of June. If we do reach those targets, what do you think June could or should look like for us in terms of reopening?
Personally, what I would like to see would be a reopening that we focus on reopening our domestic economy and reopening our domestic life safely, rather than us throwing caution to the wind and pretending that, for example, COVID doesn't exist and heading off overseas for our foreign summer holidays. I do think we need to continue to be cautious. We've all to play for. We've got all of the pieces of the jigsaw are potentially in place if we can get travel sorted out. We can get the sequence and surveillance sorted out, that we could actually have this infection under control in the country by the summer. And that could be a real return to meaningful quality of life for everyone within the country. But we do need to be careful. There are risks overseas and globally that are inherent risks to our country. And I think we need to be cognizant of that and see how things evolve over the next couple of months.
But just very briefly, if we did have 82% of people with their first dose by the end of June, could we be going into cinemas? Could we be going inside into pubs, into restaurants, do you think, with that level of vaccination?
I think it's all to play for, but it really depends on how the level of vaccination translates into illness. If what we're seeing within the healthcare setting transpires within the general population, it's really encouraging early data that we're seeing within the healthcare vaccinated populations, then I think realistically, if you get large sections of the population vaccinated, you could see some sort of return to normality, like you say, and I think that would be key.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Paddy Mallin, Professor of Microbial Diseases and also Consultant in Infectious Diseases in St. Vincent's.